Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today I'm here with Jill Ginn, Assistant Trust Director for the ARC Master Trust, for a refresher on the ARC's long-standing trust program. The ARC Master Trust offers families and people of all disabilities an experienced professional option for special needs trust administration at an affordable price, allowing resources to be saved and easily used for qualified disability and personal expenses while safeguarding public benefits. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And we are talking about the ARC Trust, Master Trust. So let's talk about the overview of the two programs available through the Trust, starting with the original Trust program, ARC Trust One.
The Trust One account, absolutely. So Trust One is a special needs trust, and we are a pooled special needs trust, which means that we're a nonprofit organization. We operate a trust that covers accounts for many people under one umbrella trust agreement.
Okay.
So the Trust One account is the first type that was available to people with disabilities, and that was a situation where people would be planning for a gift or a future inheritance.
Okay.
And planning is kind of the operative word, because there has to be a pre-plan in place, meaning that the person that's making the donation or leaving the inheritance leaves it directly to the trust for the benefit of the person who has a disability. That part's key for it to be that type of trust. Trust One is legally called a third-party trust, which means anybody else's money going into the trust for the benefit of somebody who has a disability, who gets means-tested benefits like SSI and Medicaid and a Medicaid waiver.
Now let's talk about Trust Two then. How does that help?
Okay. So the difference between Trust One and Trust Two is really as simple as whose money goes into the trust.
Okay.
So we talked about just a minute ago that Trust One is somebody else's money being left into a trust to enhance the life of somebody with a disability. The Trust Two account, which is called a first party trust, that is the person's own money. Okay. So imagine that someone is a person who happens to have a disability. They maybe get a Medicaid waiver. They get Medicaid. They might get SSI as their type of Social Security. Those are called means-tested benefits.
Okay.
That means that the individual has a resource limit to be eligible for those. Okay. In Indiana, that resource limit is no more than $2,000 in countable resources going into each new month. So people often call that by the last day of the month, you have to be under $2,000.
Okay.
So the way a trust comes into play, either type of trust, is that the person can have more than $2,000 in a special needs trust, and that then it is not counted toward that $2,000 limit.
Okay.
So Trust Two is a way for a person to save their own resources beyond the $2,000 limit and still maintain eligibility for SSI and Medicaid, as long as they follow any rules and regulations, right? So
right.
It's not enough to just have the money in the correct kind of trust. You have to have a trustee of the special needs trust, and they need to make sure that they know what those rules and regulations are so that they're using the money on your behalf appropriately to help you maintain eligibility. And so for the ARC Trust, we serve as the trustee for people that use a trust with us, which is one of the great benefits of the ARC Trust. We do this for many people all day, every day. So we're a really affordable option for people to really tap into that professional trustee that knows that you have to report to SSI, to Medicaid, that knows what kind of disbursements are appropriate or inappropriate, and also knows what kind of documentation or paperwork that we need to request so that we have that available if it's requested at any time by the Social Security Administration or by Medicaid. So, Michelle, one of the things that's really important to know about the ARC Master Trust is that we serve, we provide trust services for people with all types of disabilities, okay? So that could be somebody who has a developmental disability. That could be somebody who has a mental illness. That could be somebody who has a physical disability or any combination, okay? We also are really proud at the ARC to serve people of all ages. Mm-hmm. So really anyone who has a disability, who either has or needs to qualify for means-tested benefits, Medicaid and Social Security especially, they are eligible to have a special needs trust that will help with that financial eligibility. So that can happen really at any age as well.
You know, we talk about the ARC Master Trust and how beneficiaries use the money, but I love success stories and how the ARC is making a difference. So talk to me about success stories that the ARC Trust has afforded beneficiaries.
Sure. Those, just like every person is different, our success stories would really run the gamut of very different situations, okay? So for some people, it is incredibly helpful, and I would make the argument is very much a success story. If they have money in their trust, perhaps they've gotten a lawsuit settlement, or perhaps they got an inheritance. And for some individuals, we become almost a regular bill-paying service for them, okay? So, for example, their utility bill or possibly their rent, those things are still in the individual's own name.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, the plan we set up is that those bills come to us, to the ARC Trust post office box, and the account manager knows that she's going to pay, he or she's going to pay, you know, might be one, might be as many as five bills for somebody every single month out of their trust.
Okay.
The documents all come to us. We have a plan. We always pay them on that regular basis, right? And then the individual is using their Social Security money or their earnings for the remainder of their bills and living expenses, their spending money, their money for their personal items. So for some people, that consistency can really, it can bring some consistency, and it can also bring the ability for them to have some additional spending money and their life, right? So for some people, those may not be the glamorous stories. And I can tell you a couple of those because we got a pretty cool one going on right this minute.
Tell me.
We can get to that.
Yeah.
But I want to just start with that because for some people, just having somebody that's consistently keeping up with those bills that need to be paid so that's one less thing they have to be thinking about,
yeah,
is definitely a success story. We currently have a trust beneficiary who is on the trip of a lifetime, something that he has always wanted to do. He is visiting in France right now.
I want to go.
I know. I want to go too. And so he is there and had several different tours planned. A number of different places that he wanted to visit, and he's been working toward planning this and figuring out how to make this a reality. Wow. For quite some time. And then I think one of the highlights of the trip is that this is an individual who has wanted to go to Walt Disney World in France.
I mean, who doesn't?
And, well, right.
Who doesn't?
Exactly. And if I'm remembering correctly, I think he has been to one or two other Disney parks, perhaps even more than that. But this was a big one, was to go to, there's probably another official name for it. I'm not sure what it is, but
it's probably in French, and we don't know French.
Well, I don't actually. You're right. So anyway, when I talked to the trust staff about, you know, what have people had going on recently, that was a big one. And he's literally there right now as we speak. So that's really exciting.
That's great. And you spend a lot of time traveling around the state talking about the ARC Master Trust. You go in and present to providers, organizations. So talk about that.
Sure.
How people can set those things up.
Okay. So I do. I'm the assistant trust director, and I'm the person out there just talking every day about things that we do to assist people to administer their trust, the trust services that we have here at the Arc of Indiana, how it works and how it can help somebody, right? So I spend more of my time on the road than I do here at the office. When I showed up this morning, I ran into one of the staff people in the elevator, and the first thing she said is, "Oh, hey, haven't seen you for a while," and it had been about a week since I've been in the office. So it's true. I do travel a lot, but I love doing that. I don't love the travel part, but what I love is the meeting with the people, whether it's people at agencies who are helping people with disabilities and want to learn about the trust so that they can share that with other people. But even more often what I'm doing is I'm meeting with somebody at their kitchen table, and it might be families, parents or grandparents or siblings doing a plan for a gift or an inheritance. It might be with the individual themselves who maybe got an unexpected gift or inheritance that there wasn't a plan for, and so now they've got money that would cause an issue with their benefits, and we need to talk about what all the options are. Okay. Or they want to begin saving just a little bit or a lot each month, the extra that they have so that they can spend that money over time. So on any given day, you never know exactly who I'm going to be talking with or what the situation is. But sometimes it's training at agencies. Often it's meeting with an individual with a disability, meeting with family members. Sometimes I'm meeting with financial advisors, attorneys that do wills and estates, because they are often meeting with their clients and they contact us, whether it's a lawsuit settlement or somebody planning for that inheritance. Another thing I do that some people might think is a little bit unexpected, but recently I've had probably half a dozen meetings where I've met with somebody at a nursing home. So often when people are at nursing homes, they either have Medicaid and have a financial issue where they might need to consider the trust, or maybe they are in a nursing home or need to go into a nursing facility, and they need to apply for Medicaid. And so talking about how the trust might assist them, it's so that they can either maintain that eligibility or apply for that eligibility. We go to where people are to help them learn about the trust, do the paperwork, and talk about what they need.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say, Jill, that I love you to pieces for the work that you do.
Thank you.
And all the staff. You guys are awesome. And thank you so much for taking the time. And I know that whoever meets you is going to feel the same way, because you're just a sweetie. So thank you very, very much for all that you do.
Thanks, Michelle.
And thank you for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.